This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
A certain woman. This woman was in particular a woman that believed in God. Because it says, certain. This woman was not of the streets. She was of the church. But death had came in honor. And sometimes when death comes in our homes, we find ourselves asking God why it had to happen to, you know, that person. Why you had to call him a home and all these other people out there doing any and everything that he can pick them up to do what you called a Christian man home that was serving you, and not only was he serving you, he feared you. That was what I said. That was important. That. It said a certain woman of the wife that let her know that she was married, but now she is a widow. Don't say how old she was. Don't say her name, but she's a widow. Know that. Because her husband had died. In other words, her husband was a preacher, because it's right there in the text. If you look at the text, the Bible says, the son of the prophets. So that lets us know a prophet is a preacher. He was going to seminary school, if you look back and go into deep theology of that passage of scripture. He was a student in seminary trying to do things right, going about to take up on the responsibility as being a preacher. But in the course of the matter, he finds himself gone on to be with the Lord. But that's when trouble comes. You know, trouble comes when you least expect it. When you're down to your last dime, when you're down to nothing, when your back is against the wall, look like somebody can just look like you say, "Lord, you know I've been through all this hell and hot water. You know my bills are due, but look like you just still let the devil just put me upside the head. I've spoke your word. I've told you about what I'm going through. It look like you still ain't coming to my rescue." I know I'm talking to somebody this morning. But in the scripture it says, Elijah, or Elisha, you want to come. In that middle part of chapter 1, it says, she did not go to the creditors. She didn't go to First Capital One Bank and try to get no money. She didn't go to her sister if she had a sister or brother. She went to the preacher. Let me tell you something. If you're not a godly person in your house, you know the necessity. When you go through something, you're not going to go to no man, you're going to go to that person that you know that's trying to live life. Elisha was the prophet during that time. And she went to that prophet crying her soul out to the man of God. And she began to tell him her problem. She began to pour out what's happening in her life. She began to tell the man of God all of her business, saying that some creditor had came and knocked on her door. And not only did he knock on her door, he came with threats to take away my two children. And I know you women of mothers in this house this morning, you can test that no matter how or what trouble my child. I still got love for my child. They can be low down and dirty to you, but you still, mother's gonna still sit in the corner with your child. Because that's my child. She or he can be bad as the world and maybe on drugs, maybe doing any and everything under the sun, but that's my child. And because he's my child, I got to do what I'm supposed to do. Now the child might not do what they're supposed to do, but mother is going to do what she's supposed to do. And if she's a praying mother, first of all, she's going to start talking to Jesus. Do you know what that's like? And that's the way I can remember mama was. So many times I was on them drugs and I would come on that and come over to her house with pockets of money and been out there in the streets. And every time I would begin to try to give her something, she would always turn me up. I knew she needed it, but it was just something about mama. She wouldn't take that kind of money because the old folks used to say, all money ain't good money. They got blood on that money. And they wouldn't take that kind of money. I know I got to do that. They wouldn't take it. In this chapter, back to what I'm saying, you will see a mother's pride turn to a mother's pride. And you know, sometimes, mothers, you will find yourself doing things for your child when you say you even ain't going to do it. I'm not going to buy you nothing for Christmas. I'm not going to even pay for that school fee because you've been bad. I'm not going to even, because you're on the foot, I'm not going to pay the insurance. But sooner or later, when it's the deadline for you, for them to bring that money to the school, I'm going to have some witnesses. I'm going to tell the truth. Y'all know y'all about to tell the truth. I'm in hell and high water. I'm not going to. You're going to find somewhere to get that money to satisfy that child. Even if it's a computer, you know those things are whole $500. You gonna take your card, your bank card, or your whatever it is to take to satisfy that child. And especially if she's making A's and B's and stuff. Don't let her do it. You're gonna do that and some. But now here in this chapter here, you will find that this woman here is trying to protect her children. Not her. She's not trying to protect herself. She says, saying, thou servant. Look what she said. Thou husband. My husband. And then, I don't want to get over there. She didn't call Elijah a preacher. She didn't call Elijah a rabbi. She said, servant. Because I know your servant, Elijah. I just saw you when you told him over in chapter 3 that when Ahab's son Joram and Jehoshaphat and them was out there in the wilderness and you told a musician, say, start playing, and it started playing, and the word began to move in a miraculous way. And say it now, you're not going to see no rain, and you're not going to see no wind, but that valley of water will be right there, full of water, the ditches, and it's going to be a light thing from above. I just saw that. I heard about that. So I'm not going to call you preacher, pastor. I'm going to call you servant. Just like that in church. And then she says, my husband is dead. He's gone on now. He finished and he left us behind. And he left us with some bills that I must pay for. Them. The troubles that he had and all the consequences, they're gone. But now I'm here alone as a widow. And I'm not looking for to be with nobody else's husband or to take nobody's husband. Out of shackle with another man so she can pay. Because she could have done all that. I'm pretty much sure. Because it says certain. But instead, she did the right thing. She went to the servant of God. And she poured out her complaints. And see, that's what you have to do. Somebody, you have to pour out your complaints to the Lord. And while pouring them out, you have to give you some praise while you're doing it. You may have to shed some tears. You may have to bow down a little while, and you may have to cause some pain, because in this journey, I told you every week, this is involved.
Talked about, ridiculed, lied on, false witnesses. That's part of the ball.
It's just like an athlete. When you begin to be a running back, you know you're going to get hit if you're a running back. But you're going to get some good money for that. You just saw the draft the other day, that boy that's playing for Florida A&M, and that boy that was quarterback for Texas A&M, he's going on here and there and all that. They're going to get hit, but they're going to get some money. But when you're in the ball game here, and when you're running the football for Jesus, you may not get no money, but I got a point. I may not get the money that they got, and I may have to shed some tears and lose a little thing, but I don't believe I'm going to lose nothing, because if I follow the script right, the script going to make me win anyway. Because it's going to take some stuff from the evildoers, and it's going to be in my house sooner or later if I just follow the script. But that's what we got to do. We got to follow the script. Didn't I say the other week on Batman and Robin? Oh, Lord. That was a script, wasn't it? Looked like Batman and Robin wasn't going to win, was it? But the script was wrote like this. Just like this script is wrote like this. Bless them that curse you. Put the Lord who's despiteful to use you. That's what the script said, didn't it? The script said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. That's the script, ain't it? I may not have what I want to have, but if I keep on following the script, sooner or later, I have some riffles. I have a couple of them. I may not have what LeBron James have. May not have the things that, all those quarterbacks have, but I know one thing. Sell them all. It'll pay off after one. Doing right, you won't get blessed. You may not, and you won't get blessed on this side. You don't have to wait until you get to the other side. No. You're going to get blessed on this side, baby. I don't care what nobody says. Keep on doing what you're doing, and sooner or later, that man from Galilee going to step in and give you a lesson. She cried. And she says, my husband is dead. Quotation mark there. And it says in conjunction, and thou knowest it. Look what she said. She said seven twice, didn't she? She said, and thou knowest that thou servant. She didn't call me the one preacher. She called her husband last servant, but she called the preacher servant first. What's that? It said, thou servant, my husband is dead. And then she said, and thou knowest that thou servant did fear the law. Women. There may not be nobody in here. All the other men. If you try to coach somebody that ain't in the law, you can be like that, bro. They ain't here today. But I told you in Bible study, I was high in the spirit here. And turned from preaching about what we was talking about to them girls. Went to church in the next service. Anointed woman of God said exactly. Am I lying? That's why I'm here today. We need to run you or draw you. Said the same thing. She said, ooh, I'm picking it up, baby. Ooh, you flip with your mouth. I'm picking it. I wish I would. The same thing that I said last Sunday to them twins, which is my nieces, went into the next service, and the same thing. Now that's confirmation, ain't it? That's why I tell you, when I'm up here, I'm under the anointing. Now, you can talk about whatever, but I'm under the anointing. And let me tell you something about the anointing, that you get destroyed in the Lord. But if you talk against and blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you're in the damnation of hellfire. That's what the book said, though. That's what? That little girl 3 weeks ago on Monroe Street with a flip
walked out that house and talked to her mother and called her mother everything but a child of God. When she walked out that house, boom, dropped dead right there. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you something. This script here is something. Because if you keep the script in you, and if something do happen, you got a chance. You know, in court, they say if you got a lawyer, you may have you got a pain lawyer. I'm going to stay up on him, but if you got a pain attorney, he gonna speak for you. Now, I'm telling you, you might get off with some probation or parole or, you know, and all this kind of stuff, because you got a lawyer. But see, this is your lawyer here. This is your lawyer right here. You don't need nobody else to talk for you. Why are you going down there to the president's room? Why are you going to talk to somebody about your business? He's already been there. He's already been there. And let me show you something. And he just don't just show up and just, but when he come, he show up and he showed up. Why are you going to the president? The president smiled and said, I'm going to make it all right for you. I'm going to give it to you this time to have it. And if it's over,
I'll tell you what I know. Some went, some were sent. There's a lot of people don't like to hear me, but that's okay. Baby. You better open your mouth. You better open your ears. Because these days and time, you need to know. People are dying like flies. Seven funerals in Alexandria yesterday, right over there. I looked over in Broadway, and boy, you couldn't even get in there. I'm trying to tell you now, this thing, what we're doing, this real. Houston and Trevo used to be like this, they have two or three funerals. But now, this in Alexandria now, this should come here. My cousin Wayne Powell used to say, man, I went to about 10 years ago, and man, I had three, four funerals at the same time. This happened here now. You couldn't even get up in God remembers yesterday. I said, what is that? All out there on New York Avenue, Carter Park, all the way down, trying to get up in the grave, y'all. Couldn't get up in it. What's wrong? Death has come up into our windows and entered into our palaces to cut out the children from without. Jeremiah 9:21. That's what he say, though. That's what he say, though. The Bible says, back to the text. She said, look what she said, I ain't gonna be long with y'all long because I know y'all got dinner, y'all gonna eat y'all dinner, but I wanna just let y'all eat spiritual food for a couple of minutes. The Bible says, she calls her husband servant. And then she says, he's feared the Lord. So that lets me know that he was a worshiper of Christ. And that lets me know that even though I serve the Lord, death will come to me and you sooner or later. That lets you know that, because it says it right there in the text. It's right there in the text. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And then she said, but now the creditors have found out that he died. And he can't pay what he owed him. So they got to take away my children. And the preacher says in verse 2, as I hurry up and begin. Verse 2, come here, verse 2. Preacher said, what you got in your house? He probably already knows she ain't had nothing. Preacher said, what you have in your house? She said, I don't have anything. Make a pin there. I remember the times, Brother Neil, we didn't have nothing in our house. Yeah. I remember the times when we had to go to bed. We didn't go to bed hungry, but we always had some flapjacks and a little jacket and we walked down the street. And we would get on our knees, down on our knees, and we would start calling on the name of the Lord. I didn't know what was happening. I'd be peeping and looking, but I didn't know what was really going on. And then they would strike up a song and say, Calvary, Calvary, Shimmy, he died on Calvary. And mama would start striking up a song and say, I know it was the blood. And they began to start singing a song. And after a while, that's what Miss Teresa and all of them on the front porch. And I was looking at it because I didn't know what was going on. I'd be ashamed to see my friends, see them Holy Ghost people on the porch. But let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost people. Just because of mama prayer, that's why I'm here today.
Amen.
That's why I'm here today. And guess what? That's why you here too. Don't get that twisted. Don't you get that thing twisted. God heard them old folks' prayers. Them old folks, they didn't ask.
for the material things like us. Them old folks didn't ask for Stacey Adams suits. Them old folks didn't ask for all kind of big time dinners, not eating alligator and all that old kind of mess. They didn't ask for that. They would be going out in cotton fields. And they would be saying, I know God is real, because he's real in my soul. And they begin to say, surely as I'm going out in these fields, the Lord is real. How I know he's real in my soul.
That's what they'd be saying. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. I would be laughing and all that,
going straight to heaven. But let me tell you something about this Jesus of Christ. One thing about him, he never forget what you've done. And he gonna pay you according to your work. Now them bosses that you work for, they forget, and they kind of, take sides with the majority. Yeah. This man don't work like that. Mm-mm. If you working for him, he ain't gonna forget you. Under no circumstances, he'll bless you. Because the Bible says, he'll make a door where there ain't no door. He'll make your enemy your footstool. He'll bless you. And then your cup will be running over in the presence of the enemy.
Sometimes I get sweaty.
I got this old cold. I'm trying not to get sweaty, y'all. But you know, when you're serving the Lord, you don't beat yourself no more. You know, I can't worry about what nobody else say. Because I know one thing. God be good to us. Man, look at here. We were so poor, I said this morning. We were poor with Joe's own church. You know, Joe's own church was a poor work. He said, man, I'm gonna see you down there. They gonna chop my head off, my tail, my toes, my guts and everything, man. Shillings and everything out. What?
Keep going on the way. Yeah, he will. Because he in trouble if you come down here.
Now we so hard on that. You gonna have high blood pressure.
What nothing wrong? What? Well, you know what that was. Man, he ate that hog down a lot all our way. Yeah, he
and the umbrella, y'all know the umbrella?
Yeah.
That's the salt.
Yeah.
That's all we had, and some pepper. Now we got seasoned meat, whatever. Man, we got all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you like it is, man. Yeah, I remember that. The more folk was something, boy.
Good Ash, I'm glad to see her here. I like her, Ash. I pray for her all the time. She's getting big. But I pray for her all the time. She just don't know. I have to say, Ash, I pray for you. I don't have to do that.
Don't do that. Because I know the devil's going to be after.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Yeah, he's going to be after.
Yeah, just like he had my little twin. He had him. Boy, he had him. Because one thing about him, he like to get you when you're young.
Right.
Get your mind all twisted. Oh, and then when you get old, when you're 50 years old, you be looking like you're 80.
I fool with that mic.
I told Coach Smith he had brought me some shirts yesterday, the other day. Some people I showed him. And I got to preach to him too.
It don't matter who it is. I'm going to speak the word wherever they are. Because they need the word just like anybody else. Who is you? Everybody's going to have to stand before the
God.
You respect me though.
See, one thing about you, Stevenson, you ain't ashamed. I said, sure I ain't. We need people like you to pray for us, because we be on the road a lot. Don't you know the pride of the righteous are very much? I told Coach, I said, Coach, I ain't trying to go down here. I said, he was hot out there. I said, Coach, I got to get out this machine. He's hot, and I'm back too late going. I said, I got to go. I said, because I ain't trying to see that man down there. That man, that's up there too now. You're sticking with that pickpocket. I ain't trying to go down there. What about you? I ain't trying to go down there. I'm trying to go here. Well, I just look joy. So ain't he good? Ain't he good? He lied. Talk about one another. And I was like, you say, Lord, forgive me. Yeah, we go. Y'all know we do that. I ain't going back to that old church. That's all they do. Jesus said about you. He looked beyond your thoughts and saw your knees this morning and said, rise up. I Even though you've done wrong yesterday, my garment is full of grace, full of mercy. What the Bible said. The Bible said in John 1:17, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And that word, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
I got one more thing to say. Look, I'm gonna get it because I know y'all ready to go. Look at her. The Bible said, and she said, what you got in your house? Look in the last part, verse 2. And she said, I don't have nothing but a pot of oil. Now she was working up. At least we had a little bread. And you know, you should get that cheese, that hook cheese. Y'all remember that hook cheese? You should get, go down and get 12 people. Go by. Y'all know y'all remember that? Yeah. That hog head cheese, wasn't it? We couldn't get no lunch. We had to get hog head cheese. Put some 9-inch bread on it. And we had old toast and the TV out there. But all of that was, ain't God good? See, y'all ain't saw all this. Y'all ain't saw all this. That's why I tell the Sherry David, I said I'm going to this time I'll be preaching to him. You just don't know where we come from. Because if you did, you'd appreciate more what you do. You wouldn't be acting a fool like you. I know y'all act crazy. You pull your pants up off your butt, and you'll say, thank God that I got a mama and daddy that care about me, can feed me when I can't eat. She says, I don't have nothing save a pot of oil. And one thing, another thing in this script I got out of this, you have to get along with your neighbors. Because the man of God said, go borrow from your neighbors. Now, what if she had been looking down on them when she was up? Because the old folks say, everything go up the ladder, got to come down. No, that's how they say. A bird fly high must come down. That's how the old folks say. I'll be sitting down there, they say, don't out there in the streets and pray. That old boy so nosy. I'll be sitting there listening to everything. They be chewing that back 100 miles an hour, spitting in that can. Boom, boom. That's what's wrong with some of our children. They need some apple spit on them. That's right, this is right. Everything right, good. Everything right here. They spit that back on their butt. They turn them leaving on them. That day's work. Yeah. We need something on them. But it's real and happy. Miss Jones in the company, I'll tell you this morning. She called, she said, Pastor Stevenson, we're trying to get ready for next year, and will he want to come and doing our class, you know you stepped out of this. I said, oh, no. I said, I'm trying to make me do my own thing. I'm sure something else over there. So she went and called Dr. Williams, Mr. Williams, and Mr. Williams. Then Peter said, he come up there. I said, I have to put on the old armor and something. That's too much shoot for that. I said, no. She said, I ain't used to all that. No. Them old folks will beat you with anything. Get on them. They'll beat you with anything. They ain't tell. You ain't gonna talk back to them. No, you ain't. And I ain't used to these motherfuckers. I'm not used to all of them. He ain't got the tool. I ain't used to that. Mama tell you, they wouldn't tell you, they just look at you. You get right to them. They say, you're going to get stoked. That's from Chris. I don't know y'all know about Chris. Yeah. Group City. Yeah. And I think all stars. I'm finna go. I know y'all. This Monday. Y'all. I got 5 minutes. They say you going in this store, and they have a big old stick.
Ooh. Let the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord. New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesdays at 5 p.m. are Bible study. And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina
good morning.
Alexandria.
Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana.